message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In the name of Jesus, I go straight and quickly into the Word of God. I welcome you to this brand new month, and I tell you, welcome to a brand new month. Happy, happy, happy new month in Jesus' name. Entering into His gates with thanksgiving. Time is fast spent, and I will try to be as fast as possible this morning. Hallelujah. It's good to see your beautiful and handsome faces in this brand new month. And I know that nobody will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. Be reminded that our media fast starts today. And in the course of the service, when the service is about to end, we'll be sharing the expectation slips for this program. It starts 5:30 a.m. daily, except for weekend. That is today. Now, after today, after this morning, we will not be coming in the evening. But tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll be here. Saturday morning is Breakthrough Encounter in the morning. God bless you as you come. But let's move on to this service proper. Psalms 100 verse 4. Psalms 100 verse 4. My beloved people will be reading together. It's on the screen already. And we can go now. 1, 2, go. Entering into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Anywhere there is treasure, there is security. Anywhere things are stored or kept, there is always adequate security. Anywhere valuables are kept, there is always good, adequate security. Also, anywhere important personalities stay or live, you will see security. And one of those security is called a gate. And these gates are manned by, it depends on the level of the people that are involved. If it's a president, you can see like 120 soldiers, all fully armed and kitted at the gate. If it's a governor, you can see as much as 40 or 50. Some in mufti and some in different kinds of army uniforms, police and all this, all guarding the gate of entrance. And they are there most times to prevent unauthorized access. Somebody say unauthorized access. They are major work there. They might be relaxing and sitting down, but once they see somebody approaching, they get up. I've been privileged by God to enter some of these places. And I know what I'm talking about. And for many of us here also, I know you know what I'm talking about. It is the same thing with heaven. There is a gate of, I don't know the size. I've not been to heaven before. But the Bible makes us to know that the heaven has gates. In Psalms 24 verse 7 and verse 9. Psalms 24 verse 7 and verse 9. Say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Like saying God is about to return to his throne. Gates clear. Open up. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of... So, practically, to access God, there are some gates, as explained to us from the scripture. And particularly in that scripture that we just read now, Psalms 100 verse 4, enter into his gates. And everybody wants to access God. The desire of most man is to see God. Even if you see a sinner, he will tell you that my wish is that even if it remains 1 minute for me to die, I want to see God. Nobody. I've never seen anyone like that. Anyway, there might be some few people, but I've never seen. So I don't want to see God. Most everybody I know wants to see God and know God. There is a protocol to access God. There is something you need to do before you can gain entry into the heavenly realms. Not like you are dying, but you are here, yet you are in touch with the events of heaven. It's called thanksgiving. The returning of appreciation to God for past deeds. The giving of appreciation to God for everything you can remember that He has bestowed on you. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that you will be counted amongst the thanksgivers in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, without wasting most of our time, important facts about entering into the gates of His presence. Important facts about entering into the gates of His presence. Number one is that God's presence is sacred. Psalms 22 verse 3. The presence of God is sacred, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of His people. God's presence is sacred. Only those who are ready to be sacred, only those who realize that God's presence is not a jaga-jaga place, can enter His presence. The presence of God is a sacred place. That's why in John 4 verse 24, it says God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4 verse 24. So the entering of God's presence is a sacred thing. That's why you can't just do anyhow. It's a sacred thing. Number two important facts about entering into God's presence is that God's presence is colorful and beautiful. In Matthew 22 verse 11 to 13 particularly, you know the story very well of how a man wanted to do a wedding for his son and all that, and he went to call people. I know you know the story very well. But in this verse 11 to 13, there was a particular guy who came to this was like Jesus trying to explain that you can't just come into God's presence anyhow. He says, when the king came in to see the guests, like those who came to worship or those who came to God, and they saw one, somebody say one. May you not be that one person that doesn't enter into God's presence in a proper way in Jesus' name. He said there were many people that came to God's presence. He said, but there was one which had not a garment, the proper garment. He was not royally dressed to appear before the king. Verse 12. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou either not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13, where I will stop. Then said the king to the servant, bind his hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That will never be your portion. God's presence is colorful. The Bible says, the streets of heaven are paved with gold. That's why when I see people that just talk as if God wants you to be wretched and poor, I pity them. Your mentality determines your actuality. If your mentality is poor, did you ever hear that Abraham was a shabbily dressed person? Somebody that had 318 servants. So the presence of God is colorful and beautiful. So when you are appearing, number one, you have to appear sacred. And if you are not sacred, there will be a time for you to be able to rededicate your life to Him. The second is that you have to appear colorful and you look presentable to the king. That's why you know that most of the time during Thanksgiving, I will say, come with your best attire. Come with your good attire. Come well. Appear before the master. Not because you want to make a show, but because you want to appear your best. How many of us will go to an interview with a shirt that is torn under? How many of us would go to an interview as a lady with a skirt that is wrinkled and looking tattered? No way. My prayer for you is that every time you try to access God's presence, the gate shall be open unto you. Number three important fact about entering into God's presence is that you must enter with humility. In Numbers 12:13, talking about the man called Moses. The Bible says, Moses cried unto the Lord. Numbers 12:3. Now Moses was very meek above all men which are upon the face of the earth. That is, Moses was very humble. No wonder he accessed God's presence many times. Moses accessed God's presence to the extent that at a point he came out from God's presence, they could not behold his eyes. They had to cover Moses' face with a veil, because when people looked at him, they saw God. They saw light. His humility, not stupidity, they are different. His humility made him be able to access God's presence easily. Anytime Moses wanted God, he knew how to get God. He humbled himself. And you know that dancing is a serious sign of humility. It's something that humbles you very well. Because every part of your body is involved in dancing. How many of you have danced before and you got up, you had to use paracetamol? Oh God. I mean, a member of this ministry, you must be involved in, you must have seen that kind of thing. So one way or the other. Or you dance here, and when you got back home, you had to take the communion, you took the anointing oil. To help your body system, because of the crackaciousness of your body. It was doing crack, everything, your neck, your leg, your back, everything. To go to work the following day was like a burden. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Friend, anywhere you appear and they are worshiping God, worship. And you are sure it's God they are worshiping, worship. I must put so, you know, because people are watching us from everywhere. You are sure that it's God they are worshiping there, worship God. Because your worship gives you permanent access to the gates of heaven. He gives you permanent access to enter into where the blessings are, to enter into where God himself is. Moses practically dwelt permanently in that realm. He led 3 million people, and God was speaking to him part time. If you read the book of Exodus, you will see, and God said to Moses, permanently Moses was inside the realm whereby he was in communication with God on a permanent basis. May God take you and I to that level permanently. I said, may God take us to that level permanently, whereby every step of the way God is leading us. I said, whereby every step of the way God is leading us. We're dealing with that tomorrow at the first, at the second day of this fasting and prayer, extensively tomorrow on divine direction. Number four, important fact about entering into God's presence is that you must be a joyful person. It must be done joyfully / with merriment. Proverbs 15:15, in the book of Proverbs, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart has a what? Continual feast. Continual is present continuous, Abby. That's continuous. It's a continuous thing. Your feasting is continuous. Your joyfulness as you enter God's presence makes your blessing continue, makes your glory and your progress continuous. You can't come to God's presence moody. You can't come to God's presence looking dejected, as if all the problems of this world is on your shoulders. You know, sometimes when we don't really hear what others have gone through, we will think and we will assume that we are the ones that have the greatest problem in the world. We will assume that my own, because there's nobody. The reason why these people are dancing is because they don't have any problem. I'm the one that has the greatest problem. It's a lie. This cloth covers a lot of things. People pass through stuff. But no matter the stuff you are passing through, your greatest asset is still with you, your breath. Once you have breath, Bible says there's hope for a tree. If it be cut down, it will what? It will sprout again. As long as you are alive, no devil must take your joy. That's where you must operate. Yes, you have some challenges here. Yes, you have some challenges there. Yes, you have some challenges here. You are alive, that's where you can face challenges. There's a song that says, Okutotiku Kolenyo. You can, somebody that is dead cannot do anything. He cannot marry. He cannot get admission. So why do you want to allow the devil to put a ship load or a Dangote trailer load of sadness at your doorstep? Somebody say, I reject it. That's why when they are bringing it, go like this to your doorstep, you reject it. Emiko, I will not allow sorrow. Every morning as you wake up, you wake up with happiness and thanksgiving. Then you enter into your day with blessings. Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the evening, Lord, I'm gonna praise you all the time. Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the evening, you are just filled with happiness. You are counting your blessings. And you are always joyful and merry. As from today, when they are counting those who are joyful, your name will be among number one to number three. Have you noticed that those who are always joyful in a family, they live long? Those who are always joyful in a family, they are always blessed. I looked at my own family, for example. Those who were always full of not, I won't call it aggression now, because sometimes aggressiveness is good, especially in the place of prayer, this period of fasting. But aggression in the negative way, many of them are gone. Many of them are gone. That is, those that took life, they carried life on their head like this. Life, the total life is on their head. As from today, the spirit of joy shall be bestowed on everyone here in the name of Jesus. Nobody will catch you sad or depressed again. I didn't hear your amen. You know, sadness is what brings oppression. Oppression brings suppression. And suppression brings depression. And depression brings hypertension. You can see. Oh God, don't tempt me today. Oh. Let's go. Number five. Important facts about entering into God's presence is you must enter wholeheartedly. In Jeremiah 29 verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me. When you search for me with what? The whole of your what? Of your heart. Do you know it's possible to be in church and not be in church? A person can be in church, yet the person's mind is in item 7. A person can be in church, yet his mind is on the field of football. He says, when you want to get the best of me, seek me wholeheartedly. Let your heart be, you want to enter into the gates of heaven. Seek me wholeheartedly. Bible saying in Psalms, in Ephesians 5 verse 19. Ephesians 5 verse 19 says, speaking to yourselves in Psalms, in hymns, singing and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. So you can make a melody in your heart. Today, there's a melody in my heart.
Today,
melody in my heart.
Today,
there's a melody in my heart. Of melody. Let your heart be full of melody. Let singing be easy for you when you enter into God's presence. If you want to enter into His presence, let melody, let your whole heart be engaged. Lay to heart to thank God. Don't only lay to mouth. Is even possible to be saying hallelujah to God and your heart is still somewhere else? So if you want to enter His presence, your heart is so important to God. Unfortunately, that is the part of man that human beings cannot see. It's only the face that human beings sees, but that is not what God looks at. The major thing He looks at is your heart. That was why when Michal, the daughter of Saul, saw David, Bible says she thought in her heart, why will somebody be dancing and praising God like this? What kind of human being is this? She had not even said it out. In her heart, she just looked through the window. What kind of madness is this? This is a useless husband. How can you, with your status, okay, what status? There's nothing that we are that is not God that made us who we are. Nothing that you are today, God made you that. And so he decided in his heart that I want to do anyhow to God. And the lady said, nonsense, this is rubbish. And God dealt with her. My prayer for you is that God will give you a heart that is willing to worship God. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 to 48 is one scripture that always reminds me of the need for us to always worship God wholeheartedly. Deuteronomy 28 47 to 48. Because thou servest done the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. Can you see? He did not say that you did not bring offering. No. He did not say that the person is not tithing. No. And that he said the person is not in the department. No. He said there is a condition that will make you escape my judgment. He said, because you must serve me with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And verse 48, he said, if you don't do this, therefore you must serve your enemy. Someone say, God forbid. Once you don't serve me, you can't access me. And you must, that person, that your enemy must serve his own enemies. And I pray that nobody here today will serve his enemies in Jesus' name. Quickly, as I begin to round up, what are the gains of entering God's presence? What are the gains of entering the gates of His presence? Number one is favor. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her has come. Yea, the set time has come. Psalm 107 verse 20. So, God's intention is to bring you into favor. Your entry into His presence grants you favor. Number two, gains of God's entering God's presence is satisfaction of your heart desire. Psalm 107 verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wondrous, wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 9. That's where I'm actually going. Verse 9. For he satisfied the longing soul. God will satisfy your longing soul. He said, when you are able to access me, I will satisfy your soul. What you have in your heart, if you praise me, I will satisfy your longing soul. I know what you need. I'm aware of your needs. Your needs are not, they are not strange to me. And I love you passionately. But there's a condition. You must thank me. You must serve, you must praise me with your heart. Then I will satisfy your longing soul. Today, the desires of what you are longing for shall be released to you miraculously. I say what you are longing for shall be released to you miraculously. I was sharing with them at the workers and leaders meeting this morning. In January, one of the people that came for this program, not a member of this church, but collected this expectation slip, shared a testimony with her mama, and said that she wrote all her requests and God answered them. But there's a particular one that she wrote and she wanted that thing desperately for her husband. You know, women are very wonderful. If a woman is praying, 70% of the prayer is for her husband and her children. The other 10% is for her family members, her parents, her brothers and sisters. Another 5% is for people here and there. Then maybe the remaining small portion is for herself. May the Lord bless our women. And she said in her testimony that miraculously somebody walked up to her, to her husband, and gave him the cash after this program, the one in January, and walked up to the husband and gave him cash to purchase what she prayed for. Cash down. That's what God can do. He can look at your heart desire and release it to you. As God liveth, that your desire shall be released to you today. That your desire shall be released to you today. Number three, gains of proper entry into God's presence is divine security and immunity. David praised God 7 times a day. Psalm 119 verse 164. Psalm 119 164. He praised God 7 times a day. And so he enjoyed security. David was a man that enjoyed massive security. Nobody could floor him. No nation can say I floored David. Why? Because he was a man that was always in praise. And it's the same thing for you. If you can praise and thank him today, then it means you are set for security. In Psalm 23 verse 4, Psalm 23 verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For God is with me. It doesn't matter what death is fuming around the nation. It doesn't matter the kind of death that is around us anywhere. As long as you are a thanksgiver, you have entered into the circle of the protected and the preserved. My prayer for somebody here today is that you are going to stay permanently in that circle in Jesus' name. You are going to escape every form of death and affliction in Jesus' name. And number four, I think I better stop here so that we can have more time to praise. Number four, gains is that you flourish. Every thanksgiver that enters into God's presence flourishes. Psalm 92, verse 1 and verse 12. When you enter into God's presence properly, you flourish. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto the Lord Most High. Verse 12. The righteous shall flourish, you will flourish. Your business will flourish. In this forthcoming examination, you will flourish. In everything that you are doing for a living, you will flourish. In your business, in your career, in your marriage, you are going to flourish. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Every thanksgiver, verse 1 says, if you thank me, verse 12 says, once you thank me, the next thing is that you begin to flourish. And I say to somebody here, even at old age, you will flourish. At old age, you will flourish. Your husband, your wife will call you blessed. Your children will call you blessed. Verse 14, you will even be fruitful in your old age. Psalm 92 verse 14, you will be fruitful. As you are thanking God in verse 1, then in verse 14, that is towards the end of life, you will still remain fruitful. You will still be bringing forth great things to life. that will be your testimony. As I close this morning, my counsel is that form a habit of entering every day and every month with thanksgiving. 12 o'clock met me thanking God today. Every day, when you wake up in the morning, immediately you wake up into thanksgiving. Before you begin to check your mail, return back more than almost 15 or 20 WhatsApp messages waiting for you from the night. Because that can take like 35 minutes of your worship time from you. Before you go into all that, you go into worship. You go into thanksgiving. You go into praise. You start every month in God's presence. And as you do this, you will see God blessing you in Jesus. Number two, every time you have the opportunity, I'm in the council now. Number one, I said, start every day and every week and every month thanking God. Number two, counsel this morning is that do your thanksgiving wholeheartedly, deliberately, and consistently. Do your thanksgiving, give your thanksgiving, offer your thanksgiving wholeheartedly, deliberately, and consistently. Number three, maintain your joy in the place of thanksgiving. Maintain your joy in the place of thanksgiving. Don't allow the hassles of life to drain your joy. Don't allow the problems of life to drain your joy. Don't allow the circumstances of life to drain your happiness. There are some people that any small thing like this, they begin to weep and begin to cry. No. No. When the next time the devil comes to you and wants to make you cry, tell the devil, you have lost your ground. Go to another person. Go to another person. I have no day for that anymore. And number four, ensure that you give him your best when you are thanking him. Best dance, best offering. The best you can offer. The best you can offer. The best you can offer is what you should give to God. Don't give him scrap. Don't give him leftover. Don't give him dog, something like you just want, like when you give dog food, take this left, all the bones and all the things have left, so you have eat it. Don't give God that when you are offering him thanks, if you want to enter his gates with thanksgiving. And number five, where we stop this morning, offer him your life as a living thanksgiving. That is the best thanks or the best gift you can give to God. The giving and the offering of your life as a living sacrifice.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.